what will be the first of a few pods from the PGA Show. It was a great experience, obviously, and there's a lot going on. The PGA Show, if you've never been, or maybe you haven't really like consumed all of the content around it, it's just everyone and anyone and every brand coming to Orlando, not too far from where we live. We're just a couple hours north, just to converge all in one spot and do nothing but talk golf and golf product, the state of the game. And everyone's there, from PGA professionals to people like me who are more on the equipment side. And then you got the, you know, apparel. Everything's crazy. But first up in one of many conversations and pods that I'm going to be dropping here in the next few days, I was with Adam Rayberg from Bridgestone Golf, a company that I've signed on with to play the Torby XS ball, which, by the way, has been redesigned for 2020 with the help of Tiger Woods. And we get into the entire Torby line with the man that is the, as he'll tell you, the golf ball fitting manager, and so much more.
The Brian Golf Show.
Four!
Presented by Cobra Puma Golf.
That was an excellent shot.
Yeah, real good form.
So I'm the golf ball fitting manager, officially. This is the official title. But I oversee our digital and social, as you know, and do that and help a lot with the creative aspect too, which I really love. So.
Well, I know this. The Torby's been a great ball the past couple years. Obviously, it's Tiger's ball.
Yep.
Things are a little different this year. I just put in my What's in the Bag video. I'm playing that ball, by the way.
Oh,
officially,
awesome.
Official. The Torby XS. And before we get into technology, I can give you just the quick my take, which is I've always loved the way the XS felt.
Right.
But it maybe spun a little much off the driver.
Right.
And that's gone now.
Yep.
Now I almost spin, you know, keep this kind of in relation, the X and the XS almost the same.
But
I prefer this ball
absolutely
off off the putter, off every club in the bag. So am I far off as to why, you know, why I feel that way, why that one's going to the bag versus the X?
No, absolutely. The new XS, we have a reactive cover on the ball. And what we did is we added some impact modifiers. So what you're seeing a little bit is the difference where it comes on the far end of the spectrum of driver versus around the green. So the material, we describe it as soft around the greens, low impact, so you're not really putting a lot in. It's like pushing your hand inside of a football helmet. It's really soft. But when you hit it really hard, like when the big tackle, it's supposed to absorb the shock and protect your head. It's supposed to jump off the driver and be fast. So these impact modifiers act differently on both ends, and that's what we're able to do with smart polymers, smart size.
Now those are those tiny little blue balls that we saw over there.
Exactly.
Okay.
Absolutely. So Bridgestone Tire, our parent company, is really awesome. They understand polymer and rubber even far beyond what we do.
Right.
So we're able to work with their scientists to make the best possible polymers, including urethane, and put on the ball and make it do different things and be smart.
Yeah, right. So when you're talking about the full line, there's four balls, really, right? Mm-hmm. RX, RXS, XS, and X. I know that we've got Tiger in XS. Mm-hmm. Is Kuchar in XS?
No, Kuchar is in the
He's
X.
He's in an X.
Yep, X. Bryson, him, and Lexi played the X.
All the X.
Yep, and then Fred Couples has recently switched to the RXS.
Now, he wasn't an RX or an RXS guy, right?
Nope. That was a very recent change, and we tested him with the new one, and with the reactive cover on the ball, those guys still need a lot of spin out on tour.
Yep.
You know, the Champions Tour still has firm conditions, really tight greens, so they need a lot of spin. And so with the reactive cover on this ball, it really opened up the possibilities for him to play it out on tour. And so him, Rocco, and then John Smoltz, who just won the Diamond Resorts.
No kidding.
Just switched to this ball. That was the first tournament he played this ball, and he won the celebrity division
so
with that.
Technically, a baseball player is the first to win with a Bridgestone, Bridgestone golf ball.
Fred almost won on Saturday.
Yeah, he still beats it, though.
He still
hits it really far off the tee, so that makes a lot of sense. How big of a deal was Tiger and the involvement, I guess the R&D side of it? What did he bring to the table with the XS?
Huge. I mean, huge. So dating back to, we were just looking at the timeline, you know, early 2018, we started testing the balls, and we always have four or five prototypes. We're gonna start with him, plus his. One of them had reactive in it. The other ones had other things.
Oh,
so only one ball had reactive in it that we received from Japan from the prototyping plant. And he gravitated to that ball the whole way. It was E47 was kind of the name of the proto. And he kept referring to it. I really love that E47. So putting, first thing he does, he puts like a 3-foot putt.
Yeah.
He wants to know how it sounds, how it feels on a 3-foot putt. He moved to like a 6-foot putt. a 40-foot lag putt, and he heard it, and it sounded different. And him, when he talks about sound, it kind of freaks you out because you don't want to be bad.
Oh, right.
And he goes, man, that's really different. And so we were like, oh, no.
Is this a good difference? Yeah, because
exactly.
There's such a thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he really gravitated to it, and he liked it, you know, chip shots. And then we went out to the fairway, driver. It was hitting his windows. And then that evolved to the next time we had the prototypes, every one of them had reacted. So he really elevated that process.
Okay, and now this ball's been in development for a couple years.
Yes, a couple years. It's back to early 2016, we did the first reactive, you know, we didn't know what we were going to call it back then, but
right.
We did the first new cover testing inside of our labs in Covington in Japan, and just evolved it all down to where it is today in 2020.
So what we really care about is ball speed, right? So there's a ball speed increase over the previous generation ball.
Yep.
That's the most important thing. Everyone needs more ball speed. There's no such thing as too much ball speed. Does that come from what's going on inside the ball, or can that be attributed even to the reactive?
Yeah, we found that it is also attributed to that cover.
Okay.
Because what happened was, usually when you change the spec of a ball, you manipulate specification, right? You put a little softer urethane, you get the shorty down a little bit, and then it spins more around the grain. But then on the tee, it spins a little more.
You've it's always give that. And take with golf
exactly.
balls. Anytime you do something, you know, with the firmer balls, everybody's got a firm ball and a softer ball, and there's that give and take feel, performance,
absolutely. But what happened with the reactive is the material was just better.
Okay.
So what it did, instead of having to manipulate the specification, make the core a little bit softer, or make the cover a little bit firmer, we put a better and smarter material on the ball, and so it bumped up the speed off the driver and gave more spin around the greens without having to give and take on those two. So that's smart material.
If I'm in that shop sitting there working on that and I have that breakthrough, my mind's kind of going a little crazy.
Yeah.
How do we know how to get fit for this ball though? Like, you know, it's like there's four balls. Which one? Because I tested the X and I tested the XS,
right.
And for me it was like, well, I'm always going to gravitate towards the ball that feels a little softer. You know,
absolutely.
I like that feel. Softer, to me, that just means softer.
Better.
You know, better feel. That's why we like forged irons. You know, we like that soft feel. It just came down to as long as the driver spin numbers were right there and the launch characteristics were there, and it wasn't like a ball speed give and take, I was going to go into the softer ball, and that's how it ended up going.
Yep.
But I fit myself just with those two balls. You've got four balls. Somebody's coming to Bridgestone. How are you hitting them?
Well, not everybody has the golf acumen like you, Brian.
Well, you are the ball fitting manager.
Absolutely. So what you can do, we did just launch a new system called VFIN. It's very easy to use.
Okay.
So all you do, everybody has a smartphone, you record your swing in slow-mo, you go to bridgestonegolf.com, you submit it to us, we analyze it here in Covington, Georgia, and we send back your numbers and, most importantly, a golf ball recommendation.
That's awesome.
So that's something we launched alongside of the Tour V. It's just a service that we're going to provide. It's going to extend that personal touch to the user to where we can fit them. And it's not only just an algorithm. It's not going to take your video and put it through an algorithm and spit out something. Somebody's actually in Covington looking at these swings and analyzing the data and sending it back to you. We cross-reference that with all the ball fitting data we've done over 13 plus years, and we send a right fit for your game. So that's an easy way to do it. Everybody who's listening to this probably has a cell phone in their pocket that's capable of recording in slow-mo and sending it in right now.
Well, it sounds easy, but more importantly, it actually kind of sounds fun.
Yeah,
I'm going to do it. I'm going to see if me and Tiger end up getting in the same one there. But the Tour B XS, these are Tiger's numbers. That's pretty cool. Adam, I mean, congrats on a good week here at the PGA Show.
Absolutely.
Good launch.
Yes.
I think it goes without saying, I know I'm excited to play the ball this year, but I think it's going to be kind of one of the show stoppers this year. So congrats
Absolutely.
On that.
Well, thanks so much. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, man.
The Brian Golf Show, presented by Cobra Puma Golf.
Now that you're Brian Golf Show family, here's where I need your help. We'll do it after every pod. Shoot me a DM or tweet me what you learned on the show today after listening, and I'll throw you in an exclusive contest for some random Cobra Puma Golf gear. Never know what it could be. 1 month could be a driver. 1 month could be some hats. 1 month could be this, that. But for every 50 entries we get, we'll pick a winner to keep it exclusive. Thank you so much for your support. Now, go tell your friends about the Brian Golf Show. Thanks.